Batch, play action on second down. Has time. He's throwing down the middle. He's got Heath Miller, 40-yard line of the Ravens. 30, running near sideline, and finally pulled down. Batch in the shotgun. Ravens bring inside linebacker blitz pressure. Give us to Dwyer. Jeez. Bounces off a tackler, heading to the far corner, and he is in for a Steeler touchdown.
Usually think we have it capped off, but you know, they did a great job. The running backs did a great job of just bouncing out and finding that edge, and you know, we just need to do a better job.
He is not hitting anything hard.
No.
That's right. He is waiting, and then cutting. Everything
that
could go wrong in that series went wrong.
Yeah.
Just gotta go ahead and fix it.
Yeah. Exactly. Once we see pass, the weak side guys just gotta drop. You know what I'm saying? We already corrected on the back end.
Black gonna throw on second and 9. Flare pass complete to Vontae Leach. Leach sidesteps the tackler, gets the first down. Pitta, Jacoby Jones, Bolden to the left. Steelers bring a big blitz up the middle. Ravens pick it up. Flacco throws near sideline. Anquan Bolden has it for a reception. Flag is down, and they're calling it against Bolden.
Oh! Oh, my goodness!
You can't leave your hand,
y'all.
Yo, as soon as your hand
extends,
he dropped.
I know.
It's all right. Time to remember that, Joe.
Batch, play action, looking over the middle, nothing there, pocket collapsing, sack him!
That's broken.
And Batch throws the ball, they're gonna say incomplete pass. Third down and 11, Batch pumps once, throws over the middle, wide open, Emmanuel Sanders bobbles the ball and drops it after he had a reception. It's a loose ball and the Ravens have recovered at the Ravens 37-yard line.
Well, hey, way to get that big pass. I can one more pick it up.
You got that? Some recovery?
I got it. It was in between
your legs. I picked it up.
No.
I let it go.
If the Ravens can do something with possession of the ball, first and 10. At their 37, given to Bernard Pierce, running behind right guard. He's got a nice gap across the 40, 45. Steelers bring a blitz. Flacco throws, complete. Pitta has it. Pittsburgh 40, first down and more as he takes it down. On second and 10, backs offset. Flacco pump fake, draw. Ray Rice weaving through traffic, still on his feet, 30. Near side 20, Ray Rice is going in. Touchdown, Ravens!
It's a cutback. You know, the defense is a hard over pursuing defense, and, you know, I actually pushed Leach into somebody. I don't know if he tripped or not, but I was able to get the back door and, you know, and made a big play from there.
That's what greatness is. Hey, you pushed me down too, bro. Good job.
Another run, but they slanted it all the way over in there in the play, right?
Yeah.
They slanted it in the play, and it was a good chance of going back.
Yeah.
Reversing the back.
But I left Vontae. I had to push him on. Bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They slanted it to us, so Vontae couldn't get through. Nobody could get through. And to come back out back door was great.
Back to the throw. Flush from the pocket, running to his left. Lobs the ball far side, and it's caught. Antonio Brown out at midfield. Third down and 4. Paul Kruger, the only player with his hand down, but the Ravens are going to bring 5. Batch throws over the middle. Incomplete. It's dead in for Emmanuel Sanders, and he was drilled by Bernard Pollard right after the ball arrived.
Let's go. Okay. Okay,
I told you, boy.
Oh. Woo.
He's
wet.
That boy done. Come on.
He came, he stuttered, then he went across.
Which one on that last
88,
one?
88, yes.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
You're like talking about the last play, right?
Yeah. It put me in a bind because I'm expecting hot. I'm looking at him popping. He come up 5, he stopped, stuttered, then he went across.
And that was great because you got a shove right here. We should be fine on that.
Even with you shoving this play in that deep, you don't get deep on
okay.
it. Because if he just stays straight up the field,
yeah.
Look, and back turn.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So he's gone.
Okay.
If he do anything else,
all right, turn the quads. Right yeah.
Chris Rainey has checked into the backfield for the first time tonight. Batch drops to throw, fires over the middle. Heath Miller has it, 35, 30, 25.
I thought we had some errors. You know, there's a couple of guys that got open on us, over routes and things like that. Couple man coverage things where they got loose on us. They did a good job faking a screen one time, twice. They showed us screen looks and then released a guy upfield and got loose on us. We overreacted to the screen a little bit.
As Dwyer to his left, three receivers right. There's the snap. Bass pumps once, fires end zone. Intercepted, picked off by Ed Reed in the end zone. He's bringing it out. He'll be hit at the 1 yard line. Breaks a tackle from Jonathan Dwyer, gets across the 15, 20, still on his feet. Finally drilled down.
I knew it was close, man. You know, that's one time I probably should have pitched it to Kerry. You know, I heard him call it and I put it in one hand, but, you know, myself just got the best of myself, you know, and trying to make a play because, you know, these games are tight, you know, and, you know, if we could have got more yards or something like that, maybe a field goal or something, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, y'all know what type of player I am. You know, I figured I had a chance. And when I looked up, honestly, everybody stopped. You know, so I probably should have stayed straight first and didn't cut back to the right. And I saw that receiver, but, you know, it happened.
That's great. That's great. Huh? Look, come on.
Hey, nice shot. I heard you. Hey, hey, I'm putting my hand.
Hey, listen up. Hey, fellas. Hey, this is everybody. Everybody, let's just do our job.
My fault, baby.
Listen, we got guys, boy, he's pumping, and we're running, and it's all misdirection, right? Think about it in this last couple series. You got to be great with our eyes.
Yes,
hey, from start to finish, and just do your job, and
my
he'll throw
man.
Some ball.
That's mine on that tight end, baby.
Hey, get back.
Let's go, baby. Nice job. Let's go.
9:50 left to play in the ball game. Flacco to throw on third down, hit in the backfield, he fumbles the ball, and the Steelers recover.
Everybody was covered downfield. I was kind of getting ready to tuck it and just take one and chalk it up as a loss, and guy came around and hit my wrist, hit the ball, and just got it out. Wish I could have held on, but wasn't able to.
Takes the snap, rolls to his right, throws to his tight end inside the five. Heath Miller stretches the ball forward, and Pittsburgh has a touchdown. 6:30 left in the ball game, tied at 20. Flacco. Under pressure, hit from behind, and the ball sails incomplete.
Well, it's obviously not good enough, you know. We obviously needed more. We needed points. You know, we needed to score some points, and that would have made a big difference in the fourth quarter. We didn't convert.
Third down and 7. Takes the snap. Looking right, throws complete to Mike Wallace. Batch, quick toss, complete to Antonio Brown on the far side. He's across midfield and into Ravens territory. Kick on the way, it is up, and it is good. And as time expires, the Steelers beat the Ravens.
One loss does not define any football team. It certainly doesn't define this football team. And we will learn from it, and we will, all of us, every single one of us, starting with me, and we will move forward and attack our next challenge, which is the Redskins down in Washington.